aside from winning, what is making this run such a fun time for you guys right now?
First, thank you for having me on.
You got
pleasure.
It.
You know, what's making this fun is just, you know, we got a lot, we're all brothers on this team. I mean, we act like this is a brotherhood. We're all family out here. We all got each other's backs, and I think that's the main reason why we're all having fun out here. We just love to be with each other, love being at practice with each other. And Coach Terp says, make practice the best hour, however long practice takes, make that the best time of your day. So that's what we try and do.
You never really know what you're going to get with NCAA opponents because of different regions and this, that, and the other. So take us through the prep for a team that you've never experienced. Give us the inside scoop to how scouting and familiarizing yourself with an opponent outside the region kind of goes down.
Our scouting has pretty much not really changed that much, just a little bit. You know, I got to do a little extra more film work. Got to really tone in on the details and figure out, all right, what's their strengths? Because we really don't know what their – we do know their strengths, but not very well as to other teams we play all the time.
Let's go back to Saturday because obviously you're an offensive guy, but the defense was flawless. Have you ever been a part of something or a game where the defense keeps getting you and the offense the ball and gets you back out there on the field that quickly that you just go out there and execute every couple of minutes, it feels like?
No, I've never had a game that went like that before. I've never been, you know, go on the field for a minute and then next thing you know, 30 seconds later, right back on the field. It's just, that was a fun day. It was good to be out there. You know, our defense, we work off each other, and for them to get us turnovers in our side of the field, it just makes the scoring easier for our offense.
Jake Williams with us here on BTL, junior running back for the Ithaca College football team, the Bombers. Unbeaten at 11-0 after last week's 63-20 win over UMass Dartmouth in the first round of NCAAs. How wildly competitive is it going up against that defense in practice? Because, you know, from what we've seen so far this season, opponents have had a really tough time against them. I'm sure it's not necessarily super easy for you and the offense to go up against those guys.
No, it's not. I mean, during practice, they're a handful to deal with. They got so many different blitzes, so many different formations. It's just, it makes us, the offense, better. It makes the games easier for us because we're going against one of the top defenses in the country. And, you know, for us to do that every day, and it's gonna make us better for game day.
You know, the other thing, on the other side of things from last Saturday, as quickly as the defense was making plays to get you guys the football, you guys were really fast and really efficient with finding the end zone to get them back on the field. So what was working on that offensive side of things that you guys really executed pretty quickly? You know, it didn't really have to, like, have any crazy long sustaining drives per se. I mean, you guys made really, really quick work out there offensively to put points on the board.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our coaches, they come out with a great game plan, and they just, all they ask us to do is just execute that game plan, and I feel like that's just what we did on Saturday, and that's why it showed.
What was that game plan?
The game plan was just, you know, just keep doing what we do all season. You know, our coaches tell us, you know, if we can run the ball well, it's going to open up everything, open up the pass game, open up our screen game. It's just what they want us to do right now.
You've run the ball very, very well all season long. And I want to talk about you for a couple of minutes and focus on you here because I would love to know what's led you to have the season that you're having this year.
It's just, you know, the trust the coaches have in me, the trust that my teammates have in me, and the trust that the running back room has in me. I mean, our running back room, we're a tight group, and, you know, whatever one of us scores, we're hyped for each other. And I think it's just the camaraderie that we have between us just helps me go, because when I see that other people are getting excited for me scoring, it gets me excited to score. So
I love that. Jake Williams with us here on BTL from the Ithaca College football team. The Bombers, a perfect 11-0 on the season as they get ready for a second-round game on Saturday against the Springfield Pride. How do you feel like you've gotten better from last season to where you are now?
I just feel like I've just put the time and effort in. You know, I was just waiting for my chance, my opportunity, and it came, and I just ran with it. And that's how I was brought up. Just, you know, when you get your opportunity, just run with it.
Where do you feel like you've improved the most from a skill set standpoint or an X's and O's standpoint? Like, where do you feel like you've grown the most and your strengths now are compared to where they may have been in the past?
Yeah, I think I've actually grown more in just being more juke moves, per se, because, you know, people know, I guess people would say they know me as a hard-nosed running back, but with our other running back, Jalen Osborne, us feeding off each other, you know, he teaches me how to do jukes. I teach him how to run through people. So it's just going off each other. That's pretty much how it was.
It's kind of scary how fast Jalen is for obvious reasons and what he does even outside of football. So how impressive is he just as an overall athlete to find the success that he has had at different sports over there?
He's unbelievable. I mean, I've never seen anyone run as fast as he has. And, you know, it's good to have him next to me. We, you know, we call each other Thunder and Lightning, and I mean, it replicates it out on the field.
Yeah, Jake Williams with us here on BTL, junior running back for the Bombers as they get ready for Saturday's game against Springfield. IC obviously unbeaten at 11-0 after last week's big 63-20 win over UMass Dartmouth. How easy was it to buy into what Coach Terp and his staff brought in for this season?
For me personally, you know, Coach Terp, he recruited me here, and he was one of the main reasons why I came here. When he left, I was like, man, do I really still want to go here? But, you know, I think I made the right choice. You know, him coming back, we all love him. He's a guy we love to play for, and I think that's what's keeping us going right now.
It's interesting. I was up there for the Cortica Jug press conference, and I was thinking, gosh, you guys have played a really, really wild stretch of games, some really meaningful Liberty League games. Cortica was coming up. Obviously, NCAAs was coming up. And now we've gotten to that point where you have played those super meaningful conference games. You played in a massive building in a great game at Cortica, and then obviously first round of NCAAs. What do you think has been the one thing that's gone right, the one consistent thing that's gone right in all of those games?
Complimentary football. I mean, like I said before, if our defense is playing well, our defense gets the ball, offense is going to play well. We build off each other. And then special teams, I mean, we care about special teams here, and I think that's the main thing that's helping us out right now is us getting the field position on special teams.
You're exactly right on that. Jake Williams with us here on BTL, junior running back for the Ithaca College football team. The Bombers getting set for second-round play on Saturday against Springfield. Give us a little bit of what you know about those guys so far. Obviously, for those of us who have followed IC football for some time, pretty familiar with what they do because they've been in the Empire Raid, and you know, from an offensive standpoint, they still run that triple option, it sounds like. But what are you guys preparing for from an offensive standpoint going up against their defense?
You know, they're a tough team. They won their conference. They were, what are they, 9-1, 10-1, something like that. I mean, we know it's going to be a tough game. It's the playoffs. It's going to be a four-quarter battle, and we just think if we can get up early, it's going to help us a lot, and that's what we're thinking right now.
Real quick, before I let you run, what does the rest of this week look like in terms of practice and everything, and are you guys just hopefully doing anything fun together on campus for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you know, we're actually off this week for Thanksgiving break, so it's kind of nice. It's kind of like we're kind of pros for the week. But Thursday, our actually coach got us. We're actually having dinner as a whole team, so it's going to be a good time.
All right, who's going to be the guy that eats the most on Thursday?
Guy who eats the most. I'm going to have to. I don't know exactly, but I'm gonna give it to one of the O linemen. They're gonna be doing work with the food.
Very good. It's not necessarily you're throwing them under the bus. It's more or less we're shining the moment and shining the light on the impressiveness of them having a couple of plates. Hopefully, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's gonna make them. They're the ones blocking well this year. Whatever they're doing, keep doing. That's all I ask.
I love it. Well, Jake, it's been a great season for you, and obviously, you know, the journey continues for this team. We can't wait to see how Saturday goes down for you up there at Butterfield. Keep it up. Have some fun. Good luck out there on Saturday, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.